today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me just ask one last question.
Yeah.
Maddie?
Yes.
Do you think ponies should be included in the split?
I mean, you're a monster. From a fiscal standpoint, no, I don't. But
you haven't had the best start, Nikki. Do you think you can turn it around?
I might have to be something. It's desperate times, Mike, and you know what I gotta say is.
Holy Bible.
You haven't been there for me, Jesus, so you're out! I'm going, wow. Nikki!
Oh, he's throwing God out of the
back.
Equation.
You've got your edge back!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. There is a billboard down here as I'm playing with my face. It's got a guy. I think it's a jewelry store, and it's got a guy with these beautiful piano key teeth.
Definitely
and
fake.
His wife. Well, I can't tell it's a billboard, Rob. I'm driving pretty fast when I go by. His wife's got her arm wrapped around him, and she's got one of those cat faces like plastic surgery. And I'm saying,
yes.
She's probably my age, and I just sometimes, I'm too fat to worry about that because my face doesn't sag. But as I've lost a few LBs, and 10 pounds, and Oscar said, I thought you already lost 10 pounds. No, I lost like 8 pounds. That's how much weight I'd lost. Anyway, I was thinking about plastic surgery and why people do it. And I get it.
It's easier,
I understand
it's easier,
you
Mike.
People who want to nip and a tuck.
It's easier to just keep the weight on. There was the Keene family when we were growing up in McLean. Reba Keene was married to Fletcher Keene. And Reba Keene lost a lot of weight late in life. And she was the wrinkliest woman I've ever
seen.
Reba Keene. She was
Who's
the wife
Reba
of
Keene.
She was married to Fletcher Keene, the Keene family.
Who are they?
They're people that in my neighborhood when I grew up. But
the strangers,
say,
they were like celebrities.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, they were very famous around Chesterbrook. But she lost a lot of
wife
because they were active in the church. And,
oh, nice. That doesn't make you famous. Why were they real? Were they really famous? Or are you lying?
No, I'm saying that they were people that everyone knew in the neighborhood. They were neighborhood famous. But the point is, she lost a lot of weight late in life, and she was the wrinkliest woman
I've
ever seen.
I like that term. I hate to interrupt you again, but I like that term, neighborhood famous.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that now.
Yeah, we should patent it.
Every neighborhood probably has, well, no, not anymore. But back in the day, I think you're right. Neighborhoods had neighborhood famous people, the people that everybody knew in the neighborhood.
Yes.
You know, and they would be like civic leaders. Maybe they were like, you know,
they were
a big
funny
party.
And they told jokes like Mr. McCabe. He was neighborhood famous.
What was his first name?
Ed.
Ed McCabe.
I told you a story about when my mom ran herself over with a car when she was 80 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and saw Mr. McCabe walking along the street. And I was home because obviously we were going to visit her in the hospital. We thought we would have lost her. And he said, "Hey, Michael, how you doing?" He's like, "Yeah." I said, "You know," I said, "I saw you about this car down in that ditch over there." And I said, "Well, Mike must be home." He was neighborhood famous.
So that's something we've invented. But anyway, I'm saying if you can keep the weight on, you won't be wrinkly and saggy.
No, I can't. I can't keep the weight on. I have to get my sugars down. That's what I
is the
so
pandemic
I,
the heaviest you've ever been? Because it is for me.
No. I missed it.
Wow.
Was flirting with it.
Congratulations.
But never got there. I got up to within the range of about 6 pounds of BMI. I call it my Kirk McEwen weight. When I was working with Kirk and we went on Weight Not, that's when I was a manatee. That's when I was like, that's where it was a required at the Edge, the old radio station I used to work at, for everybody when I'd come into a room to play the elephant song. So the answer is no, which surprised me when I started the journey because I really wasn't paying a whole heck of a lot of attention. To point out that I started eating badly in Maine with doing the intermittent fasting, and intermittent fasting isn't going to work if you're going to break your fast with a blizzard. It's not going to work that way.
Right.
Okay?
And a big sandwich.
Just because you didn't eat for you had a big and a big egg salad sandwich on white bread. not going to do it. So, and by the way, I think I've eaten over the last week well. And
you
I
had
dropped
to
have
you lost
the
10 pounds.
Way.
It's great.
Yeah. The good news is, during all this with my sugars, being worried about the, I think it's called the blood glucose. Is that what it is?
Yes.
More egg salad, Mike.
Hey, here comes Mike.
Hey, how are you? It's really exciting to be working at Jennifer Street, walking into the building.
So, anyway, that's me. So I went out and I got one of those monitors where you prick your finger to see where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was 98 today.
Is that good or bad?
I think that's damn near perfect.
I think it's extremely good.
Yeah?
I think it's what's referred to as normal.
Don't you have to prick your finger if you have diabetes?
The sugars are pre-diabetic, and then you get into diabetic range. Mm. And yeah, I mean, it's like, and he said, you got to monitor your blood sugar. You got to be careful. Your sugars are high. So I'm,
How's it been? Sounds miserable.
It was actually joyous because I looked and I went, I said, what does this mean? This is all new to me.
Yeah.
And I checked it and I said, this is good. So I got to call him back. And tell him my good news and ask him if that means that...
you go back to normal?
I think I have to lose weight. Continue to lose weight. Have to continue doing what I'm doing. The bottom line is it's a good number.
If you want to live, Mike...
It's a good number.
You got to continue what you're doing.
I don't want to have blue toes.
Yeah.
I don't want to have one leg. It's not the way I want to roll.
No. Well, you would be rolling if you had one leg.
Can I ask a dumb question?
I don't want to be in Nurse Ratched, Rob.
So I'm going to ask
an episode of Ratched.
Is blue toes something that still happens?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. A symptom of diabetes is bad circulation in your extremities.
Oh. Is your father type 1 or type 2?
I believe type 2.
Type 2 for a long time.
Insulin dependent since like 1980, I think.
Okay.
Well, that's when they had the good stuff.
That might be type 1.
I should know, but I don't.
What are
I
you?
Just know that, perfect.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Actually, Mike, you want to know what I am? I'm an anomaly. An aberration. A canard.
I'm happy. I got that because I didn't want to have to, anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
I didn't know there was blue toes. Thank you for...
When you call the doctor...
And
tell
by the way,
that,
stop. I don't want 20 emails with people. Hey, you got to work there. Just because... No. F you. I got my number and I'm going to call my doctor.
Tell your doctor that you have a good number, but your finger won't stop bleeding.
Well, that took a long time because I had the thing. It's an app. Everything's an app now. You can put a little thing in and put a strip in and put a little blood on it and pow,
yeah.
six
mm-hmm.
seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing technology.
How are little Michael's fingertips? Easy to prick?
Well, I was testing on him and he was crying, but we had to get to the bus.
Is it are you going to start sending the Dr. Michael scores like when you have an inmate pee for you in a jar to prove for drugs?
No, it doesn't work like that.
You have the blood sugar of a 10-year-old.
Formally, they got to take a gallon.
No cheating that.
All right, so let me get back to before Oscar arrived today. We had a lot of people talking about the discussion that we had with Oscar regarding his tardiness.
Yes.
And we had a lot of theories on it. There was one particularly very, very good solution that I discussed with the team when you weren't here because you were late again.
Yes.
And so I was able to discuss it with the team, and we had not only a discussion, but we voted.
Oh, great.
And
great.
Rob and Mike and Maddie and Pony, we all voted. Mm. But this is not anything where I am able to impose my will on you. This would have to be voluntary on your part.
Right.
What's the penalty?
This is the one that came from a listener that every time you are late, you put $20 in a jar. And I am
down for that if everybody does that.
Okay. I'm 100%.
Fine.
But no willy-nilly, I'll get you next time, guys. Or like when Mike bets us within the show, he pays us with house money. He doesn't actually pay us with his money.
Cryptocurrency?
So we're actually paying ourselves.
Okay.
Everyone give $20 to the person on your left.
Yeah.
Here's a $20 bill. Here's a $20 bill. And by the way, it doesn't start today because we didn't give you the rules today.
Right.
It starts tomorrow.
Okay.
Actually, Mike,
I think what we should do is let's go retro and start it from January 1st of this year.
Well, then everybody would be late because I was doing half the work for everybody.
No, I'm only kidding.
I'm a slave owner.
Put that down, Andrew Jackson.
So,
yeah, look at my hair. Look at my wild hair.
What are the rules?
Got girls' hair.
What are the rules?
That was his campaign slogan, wasn't it?
The rules are that start time. The pre-approved start time, yes, which can be determined as late as midnight the night before
right,
the show.
Right.
Okay.
But when we say we are taping at 8 or 8:30 or 9 or whatever, it's the start time.
Okay.
That's all.
What about egregious. About sitting down and saying, I still got to print out my stuff? Is that considered late?
Are you directing that at me?
For anybody.
No, if I am here.
Here is what counts.
And the camera is on, mm-hmm, and I'm engaging with the staff. That is that's perfect because that is a daily occurrence. That
you have to
we
be
have things
your...
that we have to tweak. We have too many technical.
Well, why don't
issues
we? Why don't we up all
have
our games and say let's try to actually start the show at the predetermined time and then get here earlier to make sure that all our
you're
stuff
deflecting.
Is done before the show.
You're deflecting. Exactly.
I already 100% said we do deflection. It.
Deflecting. But you're deflecting. You are
Mike,
somehow
you find
by that
a,
line of questioning. You are somehow indicating that it's us and not you. It is
Rob,
you
got to back me up here. I know you love Mike and you hate me, but you got to back me up. There's got to be a fine line here. If we got to wait 15 minutes
for
people
to... Does it frustrate you?
Oh, frankly...
The reason he's late, Mike, is because he can't stand...
Waiting for anybody else
exactly.
to waste
that's right.
his time.
Exactly.
Well, okay,
he
that's
is perfectly
why he's
comfortable.
Chronically
late.
He is perfectly comfortable wasting everyone's
I
time
don't count.
As we sit on our asses
let,
and wait for
let
him.
Me ask
but if
you
he
this.
Comes into the studio and I'm printing out some stuff or I'm working on a technical issue, he can't stand
if his,
it.
If his ass is in the task, if he's in his task chair and I have to sharpen a pencil, he'll
right.
go to CVS. He will
right.
go to CVS and buy
right.
Cliff Bars.
He can't stand
can't
it.
Stand
so
it.
I'm
here
you guys,
perform for me,
I'm,
monkeys.
I'm asking you guys. If we're all trying to step up our games.
No. This is not, this has, let me make it very
yes.
clear beyond a shadow of a doubt to you, Oscar Santana. We are not all trying to up our game. We are trying to assure and improve your attendance
okay,
record.
Okay, but if my attendance record, I would say maybe a third
deflection!
Of the time. A third of the time.
Deflection!
Is waiting for one of our cast members to print out
it's not
all
relevant.
Their stuff.
And not
it's relevant. Not
relevant.
If
and
you
also
have a
that,
that
is part of show prep too. That's I mean when we sit down and we have 3 or 4 minutes of chatter while Mike is printing, that's valuable fodder for the show.
One of
we
my,
need that together time.
One of my number one responsibilities is when you come in to go because you, not
Me.
Rob, you requested it, is to go over my yeah. one sheet
I
with
also
you,
request
which I would
for
love
you
to
not
do,
to, not to be mean to us, and that happens on a regular basis.
That's real deflection. That's real deflection.
Deflection.
Right there.
I'm down this for the deflection. $20. Okay, fine. Let's do this. I just don't want to get here.
Look,
and then
that. I am already putting my money up.
I got cash. We're good.
It's right here, and this is for the next show.
Okay, what does that money roll over? When does that money get out of the pot? And then
end of the year.
Oh, last
fantastic.
Show of the year.
Okay, great.
So,
but the money comes
know.
From individually us, not the show.
Absolutely
okay.
not.
Of
the
course.
Show.
Okay, good.
And Maddie voted yes, and Pony voted yes.
Well, I look at the crux of it. It's really the three of us that count. So yes, we'll do it.
Do you want to just make it the three principals, but yet at the end of the year, because that's kind of our way of saying thank you to the employee. How about this? The three of us.
Yes.
Right. Put it in there. But Maddie and Pony split the job.
Well, it's going to be unfortunate for them because it's not going to be a lot of money. So,
Well,
I was thinking more of
a differ.
At the end of the year, sort of like a 45-45-5% split.
If it's $40 by the end of this year,
no, I'm talking
20
percentages.
For Maddie and 20 for Pony. They'd like that.
I'm all for letting
a Christmas
them.
Bonus.
Not if you.
I don't
keep
do Christmas.
Up.
Excuse me. Have you looked at our ledger? Have you heard me begging on Patreon? You know, please help the show. Christmas bonus. Let me tell you something. Ebenezer Scrooge is not giving out. We are not giving out any Christmas.
I don't think
bonus.
We've
you
ever done a Christmas bonus in the
yeah,
past
yeah,
5
the
years.
The Christmas bonus is yeah, that everybody still stays here and works.
They're gone.
Yes. That's it.
That's
They're
a good gone. Bonus for yeah. Christmas.
By the way, we're going to start handing out Christmas bonuses. You know, I have a French Mike O'Schmara who will be leading the charge on that.
I'm good with the $20. That's
yeah,
all
and I'm
right.
also good, Mike. I'm also good with letting it split between Pony and Maddie. I think that's awesome.
I hear crickets. I hear crickets. Let's hear the two the individuals we're discussing. Do they have anything to say about that?
I love this plan.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Thank you both. Speak
up. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Maddie didn't answer because she was thumbing through a catalog.
She's like, what can I buy with
$10? $10 is better than no dollars.
So yeah.
Take it.
Amen.
Great.
Amen. Yeah. And Rob, you're a facts and figures guy.
Sure.
Based on his weekly attendance record, what do you think would be the...
What do you think the outlier might be
before Christmas?
The outlier here is whether or not he applies himself a little more. And he will for about a week and a half. So I'm going to say we're going to average 2 late times for the duration of the year per week. Per week. Wow. Twice a week.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
And so if we've got 2 weeks in October, 4 and 4, that's 10 weeks. Take out 1 week for vacation. That's 9 weeks. That's 18 late days. $360.
Okay. Now you've lost me.
This is just
rough
time.
You lose me. Every time Rob has some sort of typo, he puts $20 in.
I don't like that idea.
Hold on. No. Hold on a sec. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time you have a typo,
if we're all getting better at things that we're weak at,
because it is the numero uno. Yeah. Rob, I mean, it would be the number one.
20 seems to be awful lot. It's an awful lot for a typo.
I think it's an awful lot for being late. This is really weird.
I'd say $5 a typo.
No, $20.
I put $20 in every time I rant or I get angry. Not angry at anybody, but people on the show.
Maddie's not looking at car catalogs.
Maddie's making it rain in there. Jesus. I like this. This is a trifecta.
Tell me what my 20 would be. Okay, what would you want me to put in? I want it to be reasonable.
When you rage out about something that is ultimately your fault, and you yell at us
narrow.
About it.
All right, how about this?
I'll tell you this. You got mad at us about a technical issue 3 days ago, and it was your TV, and you're yelling at us about it.
I was going to say
that would be $20 in the jar.
A tech issue rave out is worth $20.
No. Because if there's a tech issue on here,
like Rob.
I like the first one better, where I'm raving at. But I mean, that's also subjective, and we have to have almost a court of law to do that.
Right?
How about for any reason, if I yell it at anybody on the show, like legit, and not just yell like,
no.
Tony, you're never gonna get that if you don't. I'm talking about a real flame at you, at Rob, at Maddie, or at Tony.
The tell is Mike apologizes like 15 minutes later. He's like, oh, I'm sorry about that, guys. That was just a tough
day. Good with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
A legitimate rave at. Yeah. And Rob is the recipient
typo.
Of it, probably.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll do the typo thing.
$20 for the typo.
Yeah.
$20 for being late.
Oscar,
$20 for raging
late.
Out.
Mike, if he rages out.
Yes.
At the members of the show, I can rage out at anybody else.
That's fine.
Can't kill me here. We have to have a show. I've had a bad 24 hours anyway.
I understand.
I mean, I've had a horrible 24 hours.
All of this starts on the next show.
This could be real money for our wonderful team back here.
Yes.
Because it's the typos. It's the being
the lateness.
Late,
yeah.
And it's the
rage.
My
horrible 24 hours was my fault. And there is no more land of suck than when you are responsible for like ruining everyone's life.
May I add another layer here? I would love.
Yeah, but right now it's pretty nice. I don't want
I know,
you to.
I just want to. I want a scoreboard, like a recap for Maddie at the end of each week.
And you know what we've got? I got a name for it. This is now the beginning of the Tardy Typo Temper Challenge. And it begins on our next show.
The Tardy Typo Temper Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. The Tardy Typo Temper Challenge.
Yeah.
The Tardy Typo Temper Challenge. How much is in the Tardy Temper Challenge? How much is in the Tardy Typo Temper Jar? Fantastic.
I love it.
There are a lot of people that are standing up and applauding right now.
This is so great.
This is really,
what
really
good. What a great
day. With that said, I think we've solved a problem here. I think we have solved a problem.
The TTT.
I will not do that. And that's great. It's with that
Mike,
said.
Let's go to the Tardy Typo Tempo Tote Board and see how much we have.
Right. And it doesn't matter. We will not say Oscar has contributed or Rob has contributed or Mike.
Right.
We're just going to give you the total.
Just here's the money.
For Maddie Masiello and Pony Boy Matcha. Let me just ask one last question.
Yeah.
Maddie?
Yes.
Do you think Pony should be included in the split?
I mean, you're a monster. From a fiscal standpoint, no, I don't. But from a friendship standpoint, yes, I think that is fair.
You're a good egg. What a nice lady you are.
We might be getting a private message after the show, but that's a good answer for on the air.
I wish for the Buffalo Bills to run the table for the rest of the season. What a nice
am I the only one?
That's, so sweet.
That's terrific. That's great. So with that said, I would just like to say to all of our listeners that if I say anything right now, I'm going to be in big trouble, even though let me just say this. Occasionally, there's stuff I can't even say on the show.
Mm.
And let me say that today, it's very much right here, and I can't do it because I'm using self-discipline.
Right.
As a matter of fact, going forward in my life, every day I'm mindful in my social interactions. Going from this day forward, I will be mindful that I have to exercise self-control. And for those of you that might have the same issue with exercising self-control, know that that's this part of my brain that I think is the right thing to do. Going forward, it is the way I should live my life. And for those of you that might be able to speak Mike O'Mara code, I would tell you that on this side of my brain right here, this side, right now, this side of my brain is going...
Can I clarify that this has nothing to do with the cast of the show?
No.
Yeah, not at all. All friends and family. We love
cast
each other.
Cast of the show is...
Yes.
Tony Bennett. Yeah.
Yes.
It's the world. It's the world around me right now. I think that we are all living in interesting time.
Oh,
Mike,
definitely.
Do you know what Germany wanted to conquer? The world.
The world.
The world.
But going forward, listen, I do this when I'm on the golf course where I don't want to go turbo. I did it yesterday. I did it yesterday where I played horribly at the beginning. I could have completely melted down and lost it, and I didn't. I accepted my fate, and when you do that, you do better. That's the way I want to live my life going
forward. Did you bounce back on the back nine?
Not tremendously, but enough to be.
That's good for a reset, though.
My team.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. Yeah.
And that's the way I want to live my life. Well, I want to live that's the way I think I should live my life.
Yes.
This side doesn't want to live his life.
No, it's not on board. Some may say that the side that doesn't want us says it's worked so long for this long. Why do I have to change now?
You are so right. I'm 61.
Oscar, there's a huge
new tricks, all the cliches that are out there for that.
There's a huge rut in this back dirt road, and you can't turn off this road because your tires are in the rut. You can't.
Because I just want to do it every day.
Yes.
So bad.
It's worked this far.
So bad.
It's worked so long.
I'm in a grocery store. If I'm behind the line and some lady says to her kid, we ain't got no more of that. I want to correct her grammar.
Sure.
But I don't. Yeah. So I exercise self-control thinking that if I was to say that, I might be accosted. So I do it that way. It's just a question of expanding that a little bit more and just shutting up and just shutting I'm done. Just enjoy life. Let it all hang out.
Bottle it up, Mike. Yeah, bottle it up.
Yeah. And let me just
compartmentalize.
But this side right here, this little spot right here,
bad compartment.
But it's so much fun to just let people know how you really feel.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to do it. So let me just say two words just suck it, and we can move on and we can start the show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Suck it.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for that standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
But nothing proves just how dumb we are collectively as a people.
Made a career of it.
Nothing proves it more than candy corn. Candy corn, but using the word candy. to describe it is wrong. Using the word corn is wrong. It does not taste like candy nor corn. It tastes like something that was made out of oil. You could take all the bags of candy corn and actually, if you melted them down, you could run a car. It is one of the shittiest tastes I've ever had in my mouth. All the candy corn that was ever made was made in 1914. They never had to make it again. We never eat enough of it. We only eat two or three or four pieces a piece. And so, literally after Halloween, the candy corn companies send out their minions, a word I've never really had the opportunity to use. And they go from garbage can to garbage can and collect the corn and throw it back in the bags. And it appears next year. I will never forget the first time my mother gave me candy corn. She said, "Lewis, this is corn, and it tastes like candy." "Oh, boy. This tastes like shit." My mother's f***ing with me. Oh. So I grabbed another, and it tasted like shit, too.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody, we are live from the Podcast Village Studios. Antelope, California, Toccoa, Georgia, Denver, Colorado, Cockeysville, Maryland, Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
And Budapest.
Hello.
Where are you going? Where are you going, Doctor? Well, I'm taking the train to Budapest. After I visit Stuttgart.
Will you take a compartment on the train to Budapest?
Yeah, Budapest.
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 Budapest. Is this your first time in Budapest? Is this your first time? Have you been to Budapest before?
Nein, I have not been to Budapest.
I will tell you, you love Budapest. It's so lovely this time of year.
I'm excited to see the sights and sounds of Budapest.
Oh, I perhaps could give you a tour of Budapest. And you will be able to see all the lovely galleries and all the sights and sounds and the lovely riverside.
That would be lovely. What time would you like to schedule giving me the tour of Budapest?
Oh, perhaps at 9 a.m. tomorrow, you come to my hotel and I will show you Budapest.
That is very generous, Doctor. And of course your name is Doctor.
Yes. Of course he's a doctor.
Hey, it is my pleasure to show you Budapest.
Hey, thank you.
Our show today is brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial.
Yes.
Hi, Joanna. Joanna, I'll get you that paperwork. I'm sorry we've been tardy. My wife couldn't get it because I'm on the thing, so we'll get it to you. I promise.
Perfect.
You. Joanna's one of the great people at Cornerstone First Financial doing the Lord's work. The rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage still at its lowest level in 50 years. That's nearly half a century. They're very busy at Cornerstone.
Very busy.
They can always help more people. It's more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust, and I trust the team at Cornerstone First Financial. You see, as a mortgage broker and a lender, they will guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Call Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial and do it now. His number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Here's a pro tip. Did you know points on a refinance are not tax deductible? So when you hear a competitor quoting ultra low rates, it's beneficial to know the facts. And the fact is you won't get a better deal anywhere else. These rates will not be this low forever, so do yourself a favor. Call the only company I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial. Remember, a purchase or refi, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Mm-hmm. And we thank you. Rats on the east side, bedbugs uptown. And look at me. Oscar makes me laugh out loud yesterday. After the show, somewhere mid-afternoon, Oscar sends me a news story that was rating the cities in America with the worst rat problems, yes. otherwise known as the rattiest cities in America. And his hometown, which is he's lived in for many, many years, is D.C. And D.C., I believe, is the seventh rattiest
number
city.
Number four, Mike.
Number wrong. Let me get myself a buzzer. It's not seven, Mike. It's four. The fourth
number
rattiest.
Number four with a bullet.
Wow. Would you like to guess what cities are rattier?
All right, I can. Yeah, I would. And let me see if I got it right. Obviously, New York City is up there.
New York City at number three, Mike. Number three for New York.
All right, let me give myself a ding.
And I wonder if it's per capita, or I don't know how they rank. I'm going to try and find out how they actually rank them.
It's based on the Orkin pest control calls, the volume. Right. For people asking for that type of service.
So I only have to get three. I only have to get two more now.
Yes. That's right.
So I'm doing well with that. All right. So number two, Manassas, Virginia.
Honorable mention, Mike, but not in the top four.
All right. So I get four more guesses.
Yes.
Chico, California.
No, it's not on the list.
Wrong with that one?
Sorry, buddy.
Hold on just a second. Coralville, Iowa.
Hey, how dare you?
Mike, oh, that's at number five. I'm sorry. Just out of the top
four. I would say rattiest. Concentration. It's where people are really, I want to say Chicago, but I don't want to say Chicago. I want to say Chicago, but
Mike,
I don't want to say Chicago. Chicago.
Number one.
With a bullet.
Really?
Yeah, Chicago is the rattiest
city. There's only one city that's left out there. I'm going to say San Francisco.
Oh, Mike, in all honesty, San Francisco's at number five. You got the state right, though.
They love that silicon.
Los Angeles?
Los Angeles at number two. That's exactly right. You did very well.
L.A. Rattier than D.C.
The biggie. So D.C. has a rat problem.
Yeah, especially.
Well, you knew that a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
But do you want to hear the top 10 real quick, just so we know? The top 10
rattiest
cities?
Baltimore broke into the top 10. Please give it to us.
Baltimore is at number eight, Philly at number seven, Detroit six, San Francisco five, and then rounding out the top 10, Denver at nine. And this one surprised me, Minneapolis at number 10.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. All right. So Minneapolis. Wow.
What was surprising is that I always thought Baltimore was rattier than DC. Mm-hmm. Just because of the Inner Harbor and
they've got proximity to water.
Bigger rats, but less of them.
Wait, they also have accents. So, you got that.
Are you going to eat that cheese?
Well, I just felt, and for those of you not from this area, the people that live in DC in the suburbs completely disrespect Baltimore. We think it's trashier than we are, but if you look at this list, we're actually trashier than they are.
Yeah, and that's why people in Baltimore quite often hate DC.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, they're very excited that they're up from 12 to number 8. They're winning.
I knew this when Don and I went out and did an opening for the Orioles opening day.
Oh,
we did a live broadcast across the street, and we had a crowd of about 200 people outside going, and in unison, they started chanting "Redskins suck."
Oh, yeah. Damn.
And that's what we didn't even have a DC baseball team then. So they had to, make
send
fun of it.
Yeah.
Now, this is something fascinating is that the rats this year, Orkin says, are more aggressive and acting different based on COVID because with restaurants closing, there are less sources of food waste for them to feed. So they're having to go out of their way and search new areas like Oscar's Bagels to get food.
Yeah.
Because their source of food, like the grease traps and the dumpsters behind restaurants, are empty. So we've got aggressive Baltimore rats.
Shannon, just this past week, everybody has these recycling bins and trash bins, just like any other neighborhood. We have them. Mm-hmm. We happen to have them in a little, black hole between my neighbor and our neighbors. That's where we put our trash cans. And she went in there, flicked on the light, and there was just two rats hanging on top of the trash can.
Oh,
I kind of looked at
terrifying.
Her like, she said she screamed, but they looked at her like, what are you doing home?
They settle in and they reproduce. I mean, they set up camp.
Yeah, because I live in Florida, we have all the biggies, of course, but we have a lot of knockoffs too. So you have Orkin is the biggest in the country, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah.
Orkin. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of knockoffs down here in Florida. I don't use Orkin, I use Orson.
Orson.
Orson. Orson Pest Control. That's the one.
Do you have
all the exterminators are over 300 pounds.
Do you have an example of one of their commercials, Mike?
Well, and I recorded when you call the Orson line at Orson Pest Control. Would you like to hear that?
Please.
I would love it.
Because he makes a continued attempt to justify the expense of the thing that you got.
Yeah. Here's a Orson Pest Control.
Welcome to Orson Pest Control. We know a house that has roaches. Get me a jury, and I'll... No, this is Orson Pest Control. Yeah. Deep in the heart of Southwest Florida. We don't...
It's working like they all work. They all suck. It's too much, you know.
Don't worry, we'll have the pest control
like
in our next promo.
1940s recording. So,
could have been actually like an outtake from Citizen Kane.
I'm just trying to do this, and I don't know why it's so difficult.
Oh, they're much better.
Hello, one,
much
two.
Better there. Yeah. What was that?
I think I got a bad cable.
Yeah, it's a bad cable.
After all that, I think I have a lousy. Hey, kids, when you have a broadcast operation, don't, oh, wait, I don't want to put $20 in. Oh, that starts
tomorrow.
I don't want to do it. When you get color-coded cables have sucked ass as long as they're being cable.
The worst.
You get a black cable, don't get one with a color on it.
Mike, a Mogami.
Right.
They'll take you, to the bank, and you won't have a lot left, but a Mogami cable will last you forever.
They'll last forever.
A Mogami.
Yeah. Yes.
Give me a short Mogami for me. Anyway. That was the problem with that. I'm trying to do a great bit on the fly, which is pretty much, I've resigned myself. I'm 61 years old. I can't do it anymore. I can't do them on the fly. I can't, like, hit an audio processor and the way it's set up here, this toy that I have.
I disagree. You can't blame the, you can't just say it's your fault when it's the cable to blame.
It's the cable.
It's the cable, man.
It's a bad cable.
Yeah, Mogami it. Give him a short Mogami.
Here we go.
We know a house. We know a house in Manassas, Virginia.
Boy, that started strong, too.
Yeah, I can't. If I go low end, it's not going to work. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe I got to turn the thing up a little bit.
You sound...
No, it's not that. It's not. I don't know what the hell the problem is. I'm trying right now. Maybe I just turn it up. Does that sound better?
That sounds better.
Yeah.
We know a house... Hi, Orson Pest Control. I've got a special set of overalls with biological stains all over them.
I'm done. I can't do it anymore.
Don't worry.
I got the bit in my head. I can't think about it if I'm thinking about how to...
Orson Pest Control? Don't they catch the rats and then eat them?
They do. They eat them with a fine white Chablis.
What I found,
all Chablis is white.
French champagne.
What I found was fascinating within the article is that a lot of these cities that have they're in the top five at least, they have these trash compactors that are solar powered that cost the city a fortune, that are supposed to keep the rats at bay. Like they're not supposed to kill the rats. They're not supposed to take them out. It's supposed to be just less of
why? Because it's contained.
Yeah, because you use in the city, DuPont Circle has these. You throw a piece of trash in at night, that thing just it turns on and it compacts all the trash down, right?
All right. So why are they worried about keeping the rats alive?
I don't know.
I mean,
that's
really,
true.
I am not an inhumane individual. I love animals. I'm not even a hunter. Kill the rats. It would seem to be, aren't you benefit? If one less rat is one less fornicating rodent that's going to put 30 more on the street.
I don't think any mayor wants to be on that list, right? We're doing well.
We not have a solar-powered receptacle that compacts the trash so the rats can't get at them, but there's nothing that hurts the rats. Hurt the rats!
Wasn't it DuPont
Make them
Circle?
Die an agonizing death.
Like last summer, pre-COVID, wasn't it DuPont Circle that they had viral video of rats just like swarming the streets?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they were just walking around like they own the joint. Yeah.
At night, they do, right? You go back alley where there's
back
food.
Back alley, Main Road.
Main Road.
Like when we're walking
Main Road, restaurant.
When we're walking Santos, to see a rat cross the street and just basically look both ways because it's so accustomed
to
with
its glowing green eyes.
And walk across. Santos doesn't even bark at him anymore. He's like, oh, that's just one of the guys who lives in the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
It's city living. And I remember when we moved to the city, my mom really put her stamp of approval on. She's like, hay ratones in La Ciudad.
El Raton.
And I was like, so you're saying like we bought the wrong house? She goes, I'm just saying I have a lot of ratones. And I was like, okay. And she was right.
El Plego Bubonico. And you know what Mike's exterminator told him? He said, in D.C., every summer, rats grow there.
Ratones. All right, well, good luck with your rats.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
I hope you get that problem solved. Hey, it's football season, everybody.
Yes.
The man, the legend, Nicholas Diamond from Verup, Nevada. He'll be joining us next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here we go.
Ah, it's the most wonderful time of the year, fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures, your once in a year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Orson, can you emphasize the word snag?
Get me a jury and tell me how to emphasize the word snag, and I'll eat your Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectibles and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Oh, I have to go big pop.
It's your exterminator.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. If you've never placed a bet on sports or politics or anything, I need you to listen up. Our partners at MyBookie make it easy. Don't be nervous. Jump in and have some fun. Whether you're a novice or a seasoned pro, with MyBookie, you can turn game day into payday. Think how much fun this Sunday could be if you have some skin in the game, someone to really root for. And when you give MyBookie a try, you're really supporting TMOS. Want to play the favorites? Try putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code TMOS to claim a deposit match dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. That's promo code TMOS for you to claim your bonus when you make your deposit. It's like free money, so don't miss out. Start your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit now. MyBookie, get in on the action. And here's a man, ladies and gentlemen, that knows all about the action. He's a legend in Pahrump, Nevada.
He's neighborhood famous, Mike.
Yes, he is neighborhood famous. He is Nicholas Diamond, and he is the best wearer of indoor sunglasses I've ever met. Nicky,
Thank you, Mike. Always
a pleasure. Great to have you on the show again. How are you, Nick?
Well, got an update on Ernie, and things took a turn. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like turn. Yeah, now, when you say turn, like he's taking a turn for the worse?
Yeah, for me. He's moving back in home tomorrow.
Oh, no. So. Tomorrow. Does this mean you're going to be in perhaps a different location, or will Ernie let you stay on for a while?
Well, we're in negotiations, Mike, but slightly other problem. Apparently, Ernie has a cat.
Hmm. Really? Why would that be a problem?
I haven't seen the cat in months. I have no idea where this cat is.
Were you tasked with taking care of Ernie's cat while he was in the hospital?
I thought I saw a cat one night, but I was drunk. Then I didn't see the cat. Who knows? Mr. Furley, with two R's. Mr. Furley.
Oh, that's the name of the cat.
Mr. Furley.
Yeah, after Don Knotts. Yeah.
Is Mr. Furley, is Ernie aware that you haven't been taking care of Mr. Furley?
No, but I'm sure I can find a new cat by this time tomorrow. How hard could it be? You know, it's only a pandemic.
So he hasn't been living in the house with you. Mr. Furley's been kind of a feral cat during this entire time?
He's in the wind, Mike. He's living his best life out there.
On the street.
Living a purpose-driven life,
Mike. Wait, let me hold that up, Nicky. Oh. I can't see that one. I want to see your... there it is. A purpose-driven... the purpose-driven life. You have a life filled with purpose, Nicky. I know the purpose is to...
Yeah. So have you moved on from your tech business? I know last week you were programming and doing coding. So...
Yeah, it's pretty hard, actually. Moved on. Not a fan. Not a big number.
Nicky, I'll ask you before we get to the...
No, thank you.
Before we get to the picks, I do want to ask you the... I don't know the book. I haven't read the book, but what is the gist of for you for the purpose-driven life? What is it? What's it kind of teaching you in this book?
It's teaching me that there's over 6 million copies sold. That's God. I mean, really, this page sums it up when it says, "You were formed for God's family," and that really speaks to me. Purpose-driven life is to find one thing that you're meant to be on this earth for. We all bring summer to the table, Mike. You know what I bring to the table? What? I cash winning tickets, baby.
Okay.
Okay. That's my drive. That's my life.
I understand, Nikki, and so I hope you won't be offended when I bring up the fact that the numbers this year are a little shaky compared to previous seasons. You haven't had the best start, Nikki. Do you think you can turn it around?
I might have to be something. It's desperate times, Mike, and you know what I gotta say is
Holy Bible.
You haven't been there for me, Jesus, so you're out! I'm going, wow. Nikki!
Oh, he's throwing God out of the equation.
You've got your edge back.
Right. You gotta stand on your own two feet.
Got your edge back.
Let's
nice.
Get right to it, Nikki. Take it away. It's time for this week's NFL picks for everybody. And lay it on us, Nikki.
All right, your diamond pick of the week. This is your fantasy guy, Deshaun Watson. They fired the coach. He had his best game last week. They're playing Tennessee, who's undefeated, but Houston always plays well against Steve. Deshaun Watson, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's going to light them up, baby.
Wow, now, that's a controversial pick.
It's a sure thing. The Steelers and the Browns. The Steelers are good. Of course they are. They're almost always good. The Browns, they're 4-1. They don't know how to act like they're 4-1. They're in a big game. They don't play big games. They don't know what to do. You know what's going to happen? They're going to go to Pittsburgh. Little reality, baby. You're the Browns. We're the Steelers. Giving 3. Easy money. They're going to roll Pittsburgh by 2 touchdowns.
And I'm going to bet that one. I'm going to bet that
winning
one.
Winning ass pick Sunday night. The 49ers versus the Rams. The Niners, what happened to you? Last week, the Dolphins destroyed you. The Dolphins. You were in the Super Bowl last year. The Dolphins, they're almost host Super Bowls. They don't play in them. You're done. You're trash. It's the Rams. They're back. They're going to win big. Light them up. Winning ass pick. Sorry, wow. Jesus.
Thank you. Bye, Nikki.
Oh. Did he fall?
Sorry. He apologized to Jesus.
Yes.
He apologized to Jesus, then he moved on.
Effing great.
He moved on. Thank you, Nikki. We appreciate that. Hey, I got a date. I got a date that I wanted to share with you guys.
Oh, what's that?
October 29th, I will have my stone analyzed. Did I mention that on the show? Did I mention on the show?
Briefly.
But does that involve you have to go to the, have you dropped it off yet?
No, I have not. I still have it in here somewhere. Oh, where the hell is it?
I got no. It
right. Oh, you need it, man.
And you lose your stone. That's brutal.
Yeah, you need it.
Why is it still wet in there?
Oh, no.
Gross.
Well, it's hermetically sealed. No.
You smelt it? Oh God.
No. You couldn't pay me.
I would. Yuck. That's not a winning ass pick.
No,
that's not a winning ass pick. No. Yeah. So I'm going to the good doctor, doctor.
That's quite a swerve on the show. We went from Nikki.
Nikki finishes early sometimes, and I got a couple of minutes to kill, and then I move
what
on.
What is the
I'm
procedure
not really that prepared
of the-
for the show today? To be perfectly honest with you,
what is the procedure for the analysis? Do you drop off the stone in advance, and then he reads your results, or do you go in and watch him analyze it?
Now, what happens is you go in, you meet with a urologist. He comes out, and he you're familiar with the term muddling, right? He muddles it. He muddles it.
Like a mojito?
Like a mojito. Puts it in a glass you can drink. And then, you know, sits there and it's like this. And then he takes the glass and goes.
Oh, God.
That's uric acid. That's uric acid. I know I'm grossing people out right now. I can't help
myself. I'll give you a fresh $5 bill if you call your doctor and say, hey, I don't think I need to come in. I smelled the stone and we're okay.
$5. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I've been trying to get through. Oh, by the way, so I called because I called him a week ago to make my appointment after I passed it. You know, the week of bad health.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I called and I said, "Listen, I called last Thursday, and I'm trying. You know, this is one. This is, remember the two sides of the brain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Trying to be cool.
This side's got to just be put away because it's a new doctor. You don't want to be, even if they're incompetent. You don't want. So I'm talking on this side. I said, "Hi, I called a week ago, and they said someone would get back to me that afternoon or the day after, and it's been almost a week and I haven't received any call. Well, let me check. Okay, because they usually get back to you right away. And you see, this usually. Side of my brain wants to say, yeah, usually, but usually it's not a good idea to have a scheduling department. Normally, you know, I would just have the people at the front desk, you know, all you're doing is eating tuna fish sandwiches anyway. Why the F do you have to have a scheduling department? You know,
department.
So that's me. But I didn't. I put him away. He didn't get
good.
So I said, okay, I'll wait. And they came back and then they get my phone number and they had a missing digit from my phone. They had the wrong digit. They substituted two letters. That's why they did it. The lady, because, you know, it's tough. It's tough to write down numbers, write down numbers, eat. But I didn't say that. That's this part of my brain that helps on the show. That's the one. This one was like, okay, thank you. I'll see you on October 29th at 12:30 when I come in to have my stone analyzed by taste. That was the extra bonus filler. We will now take a commercial break.
Thank you for sharing.
Guess what? That ain't filler. That's grade A entertainment.
When we come back, just a few thoughts about whether anybody in the country is experiencing what I'm experiencing. Not the online portion, which we do business with on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
But the box store version.
Okay.
If you're the type of person that enjoys Mike talking disparagingly about advertisers, you're going to really love the next segment.
Nice.
You really are. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's your boy, Paulie. Technology has come a long way for the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to it on iTunes and Spotify. Watch the boys on YouTube. Hang out with them on Facebook and Instagram. And now, they're also on Alexa. Let's check it out. Hey, Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
Here's the Mike O'Mara Show from TuneIn. Number 2208, full course meal, 1 hour 22 minutes.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh my God, that's friggin' unbelievable.
Yes, it is, Paul.
Back to you, Mike.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Public Rec. I was in a grocery store maybe a week ago where I saw a gentleman that was wearing what I would call pajama bottoms. That's what he was wearing. Yeah. And look at those. Look at those Public Rec pants that Oscar has on right now.
They make his legs look so nice.
And that's a lovely maroon color that you're wearing? Is that what it is?
Maroon.
Maroon, beautiful color.
Love it. Yeah.
You don't need to wear those little, what do we used to call them? They're like boxing pants or workout pants or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Public Rec blends the idea of the sweat pant and the dress pant and makes a comfortable piece of leisure wear that has waist and inseam sizes because
it's fitted.
Comfort
it's fitted.
Starts with a better fit. The
you
best pants are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants. Oscar was just showing you. They're more stylish than sweatpants, and they're a great alternative to jeans, and they're comfortable. Great for lounging at home, looking sharp for work, like Oscar is today, heading to the bar, hopefully outside, with a mask on, and everywhere in between. And Public Rec has incredibly comfortable shorts, T-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf gear. Public Rec rarely offers discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's Public Rec, spelled REC.com/TMOS, and use our promo code TMOS for 10% off. All right, I have a question about Walmart.
Shoot. Sam Walton.
The closest store to me here in West South Florida is the Walmart, the Mart of Wall. For a period of time now, I have noticed that they have a tendency to be having an issue with stocking of shelves.
You're seeing empty shelves?
Empty shelving. Now, I don't know what the reason for this is, but the other evening, and it was the evening, I decided I wanted to go out and get my little watery drink additive that I use. Okay. When I'm on the weekend, I use our wonderful advertiser, Liquid IV. Yes. They're fantastic. The turbocharges my water, but for just a little of water, I go grab my little drink additives. And I go out there, and at the Martivol, it was the last straw for me when I walked in. It was a big decision whether to go to the Pubics or the Martivol down here in West South Florida. That was the decision I had to make. And I made the decision to go to the close one and walked in. And it's really, really frustrating when you see not one, not two, not three, not four, but six little strips that are devoid of any product whatsoever. And they have their little sticker on the end so you know that's where the product belongs, but it's gone. And I have found that to be the case with multiple products at this particular Martivol. So I know that the online store that we sell stacked stuff through, packed. Mike O'Mara, is stacked and packed all the time. My question is there anybody else in our listening audience? Is Walmart having some sort of issue stocking these shelves? Or is this an individual slacker manager that just can't manage to get his together to put products on the shelves? Or is it because all the locusts are coming back from their dens, their nests in the northern part of the country and selling out the Walmart?
That's our grocery store, Mike, as in the course of the pandemic, it took a big hit. Wegmans. Like in March and April, not Wegmans because they suck. And if every one of them burned to the ground, that'd be okay.
Now stop. Now, see, I just am questioning an element of my local store.
But what I'm saying is
a blanket statement about a retailer saying they suck. That is not nice.
Well, they do suck.
They employed your son for a while. Wasn't that fun?
By the way,
he hated it.
This side right now is going. This side's going, come on, Rob, mind your P's and Q's.
Should you have to walk through an Olive Bar and a comedy club to buy a quart of milk? No, I don't think so. So F you, Wegmans. Anyway, but if you go to an outfit like Giant or my preferred, the Harris Teeter, they have had trouble.
That's not a good grocery store.
Actually, it is. So,
oh, no, it's not. No, yeah. I'm sorry.
Why, what are problem do you have with Teeter?
Huh? Teeter doesn't have enough stuff.
Teeter has everything I need and more.
Everything you need. Everything you need. Not everything everybody needs. I'll put my pubics up against your titter any day of the week.
Harris Teeter has so many drink additives, water additives. They've got miles of them. Full stock shelves.
Really? But take a picture and send it to me next time you're in the store.
Take a picture.
Buy me something and send it to me.
What I'm saying is that in March and April, the shelves were empty. And I think people had a hoarding sort of reaction to the, and it started with toilet paper, but it wasn't just toilet paper. All groceries were having a hard time staying stocked. They've bounced back, but I still see, like, occasionally I go in and, like, they're real low on pasta or they're real low on juice or something like that.
Leesburg.
But what does that even mean?
Shocking what aisles he's in.
Yeah, a bunch of house fries.
Okay. I know that this is all about me. So the fact is that
pick up six quarts of fettuccine. And
fettuccine
and an atomizer jug of Kool-Aid fake fruit.
The thing is if I'm going to eat, I'm going to not eat pasta. It will be ice cream.
Do you eat pasta though?
I'm not a big pasta guy.
You're not?
Not really. I mean, we have it, as an emergency meal. The problem is because of my colon issues, I can't eat red sauce.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you don't need red sauce. I could make you a pasta that would blow your socks off.
Well, I'd love that.
Wouldn't have a tomato anywhere near it.
But most of the time that pasta is boiled in our home, it is paired with red sauce, and then I just go another. But what I'm saying is this.
Yes.
Is I think that people go through waves, and the pandemic has reinforced it, of overbuying things. And if it is a aberration, it's not like every day they... Yeah, well, it's not like they
that's
every
not
day
clean
they,
your countertop for Christ's sake.
No, you can buy meal. Yeah, but it's at like a Shell on the Run.
Yeah, yeah.
Right
next to the horny goat.
It's all gone. Yeah. This lack of stuff indicates they just haven't bothered to restock.
Well, it could be that, but it also could be this. If there was a sudden run on it, I imagine something like Mio has a very steady stream of people buying it. If there was a run on it, it would take them a little while to realize and bounce back from it. Like,
defending big grocery is what you're doing.
No, I'm saying that I think that they will adjust and you'll have your Mio. So remember,
isn't it someone's job to walk around and be like, oh, that can't be empty. Boom.
Rob, isn't it?
I believe it is, but I'm saying
you
that...
You worked at Safeway. I thought you knew this stuff.
Yeah, but I
believe
never worked...
it is after I that never, lifetime
I
of...
never worked in that department. I checked and stocked milk.
So it didn't
milk.
Matter. Just far be it from you.
For $7 an hour, if they paid me more, it would matter to me. But I never also did it during a pandemic. My feeling is this. You're going to get your meal in a little bit.
People that would go up and down the stuff. There weren't, you don't know that process of how they restocked the shelves?
I know that there were a lot of, like the independent, there was a company called C&G. There was a company called Haddon House that had their sections within the grocery store, and they would do their own inventory and stock their own shelves. Frito-Lay would do that as well.
So correct me if I'm wrong. You get the Mio Man who shows up with his little truck, and he's supposed to do that, right?
That would be the way to handle it, I would think. But what I'm saying,
and it's the manager's job to walk up and down the aisle and say, oh, look, the Mio's gone. Perhaps I should call a Mio Man to come over and put more
breaking fruit
out of it.
You know, my mom was in grocery for many more years than me. Yes. Yes.
Hold on. Let me break it. All right. Let me get a sound.
Yes, Danger. This has to do with the grocery game.
Oh, good.
Yes. So it's on topic.
All right, here is the breaking news sounder.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
So Mo writes in and says, local stores are still having trouble getting stock. A lot of the product is going online and out to the stores.
Ooh. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So the manufacturers are sending it online and not to the... All right, that's good. But I went to the Publix, and they were fully stocked.
I think you're going to see a bounce back at your Walmart. I do. And also, I put this in, like now... You can buy baking supplies. You couldn't buy yeast for a month and a half. There was no yeast. Everyone stocked up on yeast. So if there's a run, it takes a while.
Bread?
Yeah. Oh, there was a huge deal. It was online. It was is that people at the beginning of the pandemic.
What are you doing with yeast?
I'm making my own now.
Yeast?
Yes. No, you bake bread.
I'll leave it
stuff
to
like
you to have a yeast shortage and be aware of it.
Hey, never in my house. Never.
There's a yeast shortage.
I had all the Mios at the Publix just down the street. So, I mean, say what you will about the online thing. I had them all down there, including the one I didn't buy because I know Carla would give me a hard time about it, which was the Arnold Palmer drink mix.
Oh, tea and lemonade. Yeah.
Get that. Yeah, tea and lemonade, but I thought it might have some... You know, I don't know what the caloric thing or the sugar levels.
Actually, Mike, it tastes a little bit like Arnold.
But look, in your defense, Mike, it is strange to walk into a store that's known for having everything and it doesn't have everything.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? Maybe the people at Publix went and bought all of it and put it on their shelves.
Yeah, there's plenty of great value. You know, not going to eat that crap. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to take a little break. And we'll come back with
the deli counter.
Tastes full. Tastes just like Arnold Palmer.
I don't go to that deli counter either. I want to have a great online, micromarishow.com.
Yes.
Get anything you want.
But the Walmart deli, Mike, this week on sale, rainbow ham.
Rainbow ham. Delicious. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Mike O'Mara. To me, being Mike O'Mara was better than being President of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Mike O'Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live. Or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, or I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, Ray. Welcome back,
Ray.
Henry.
Henry. I don't know, Henry. You might fold under questioning.
Henry, do you have any Mio, Henry?
Hey, Henry.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. According to the Declaration of Independence, we are all created equal. Politicians and billionaires have one vote, so do you.
Yep.
This makes you as powerful as any one of them. Records are being set all over the country. There's no doubt about it. People are doing their duty. People are getting out there, and they are voting. You want control over what happens in your community, your state, and this nation? It is your privilege and your duty to make sure that America lives up to its promise of equality. There's a guy in Fairfax that stood in line for 4.5 hours yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that, and I just want to say that kind of individual makes me proud to be an American, that somebody took it that seriously, that they waited that long. And for the people in Fairfax County, you need to help them with that. Please. You need to make
four
this better.
4 hours.
Yeah, you need to make it better. But you know what? The longer you stay in line, the more you're putting that middle finger up to people that are trying to do their job, and you're going to do it anyway, even if it's inconvenient. Good for you. Plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd, or vote early in your state if you can, just like that hero. All the information you need can be found at vote.org. Exercise your right, please. You have a voice. Make sure it's heard. Tuesday, November 3rd, vote. Because the future depends on you.
Pro tip. If you're handicapped or have a family member who is, you go straight to the front of the line.
You mean you want them to do a Disney thing?
Mac Attack, a friend from the show.
I have Addison's disease.
Yeah, and he went with his grandmother, who's in a wheelchair, and he got to vote legally with her. He just sat on her lap and rolled in.
Thank you for the hack, Oscar. I'm not sure how they like it at Voting PSA, but at vote.org.
And also, you can contact Mac on Facebook. He will rent you his grandmother.
There you go.
News!
True story!
We got another call, Grandma. Oh, I don't want to go out. You have to. We're making money.
I need that in crypto.
Now you know why 18-year-old Billie Eilish chooses to wear baggy clothes most of the time. Billie was spotted out in public wearing a form-fitting tank top. She didn't look bad at all, but when the photos hit the web, the hateful snarking began.
Oh,
when Jack
says
she has, quote, mid-30s wine mom body. You know what? People, God almighty, what have we become? Really, what have we become to do that to people? Come on.
You can be any size if you sing like that.
And also, remember, she's essentially a kid. Leave her alone.
Well, luckily, Billie seemed to have more defenders than detractors, and she even responded with a sexy pic on Instagram that was captioned, "Do you really want to go back in time?" And in her Instagram stories, she posted a woman's TikTok about normalizing real bodies.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
I've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
God, I mean, does everything have to be a Kardashian world? Is that the way it's got to be with these people? It's ridiculous. So I'm on Team Eilish on that one, and good for you. You're an absolute prodigy, a musical genius. There's a new documentary called Trump versus Hollywood, where conservative celebrities talk about how the showbiz world looks down on them for supporting President Trump. It includes interviews with Christy Swanson. Who is Christy Swanson? Just out of curiosity.
She was famous for like 2 years.
Wasn't she Buffy the Vampire Slayer in the movie Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes. That's the year she was famous.
Dean Cain, he was Superman. I know that.
Yes.
Kevin Sorbo, he was Tarzan, wasn't he? Kevin Sorbo?
He was a Tarzan, I believe.
One of the Tarzans.
Isaiah Washington, Kid Rock, and Mr. Scott Baio, who says, and this is the quote from this story, "If you're not hiring me because I'm a conservative, shame on you." And if they, and that, all right, that's valid.
But nobody was hiring him anyways.
But it should be based on his talent. But then he adds this sentence, and he didn't need to. "And if there's a civil war, don't forget who has all the guns." See what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't get out of your own way being an a-hole. That doesn't work.
Yeah. He needs to consult the blah, 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 blog.
Exactly. Blah, blah, blah. Astros pitcher Zach Greinke was asked if he missed the fans this year, which seems like a dumb question.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, Zach said he prefers pitching in empty stadiums. And he wasn't being sarcastic. He said, quote, "I don't really notice fans when the game is going on, but warming up and practice before a game, for me, it's nice not having fans."
I bet it is.
I just love the honesty. "When the game starts, it's the same for me. And no, it's not because loud fans make it harder to hear the trash can banging that they're using to cheat." That's funny. "No, it's because fans are annoying." Quote, "There's no one trying to talk to you and asking for autographs and wanting pictures and all that stuff." Okay, now he lost me. I'm sorry. It's part of your gig if you're an athlete. That's why you're playing a child's game and you get paid millions of dollars to do that.
Do you know that, Mike? It's nice to be important.
But it's more important to be nice.
That's right.
Canon grace to Mike Messina years ago. Funniest thing he ever did. The only funny thing he ever did. All right. Anyway, moving right along. Haunted houses definitely aren't the same this year. But it seems like a lot of people might not care. They don't need to go to a haunted house. They're already living in one.
Mm.
Oh.
According to a new survey by Realtor.com, that is a very well-known house, marketing website, 13% of people say they're living in a house that's haunted, and more than half of them knew it before they moved in. So be aware of that if you're house shopping and you go to your house and someone who answers the door says, hello, well, it's nice to see you. Yes, be there. Be there.
Of all of our homes, I would say Oscar's house would be most likely to be haunted.
I hear things sometimes, but I'm really? Just like, ah, it's probably just the neighbors. I hope it's the neighbors.
Yeah. It's a rat.
Yeah,
rat with a sheet over its head.
Ratatouille.
if you missed this, Kraft launched a Twitter contest. I think I mentioned it last week. Called Send Nudes.
Oh, we had it in the audio vault. Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
That's N-O-O-D-S, like noodles. People could tweet the hashtag Send Nudes to Kraft to win the chance to send in a free box of mac and cheese to a friend. Well, a bunch of people were outraged at them for sexualizing mac and cheese.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't mind meeting the people that get outraged at this.
Category.
The QAnon crowd even showed up to link the campaign to being predatory to children. So that's a bit of a stretch. So Kraft caved, and now they've ended the campaign and scrubbed it from their social media. So no more send us your nudes.
Mac and cheese is not sexy, but ziti.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ziti. I'm sorry you can't eat tomato sauce. Yeah, that makes rough. Me sad.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of the things.
It's
a trigger.
You don't eat tomato sauce. That's
there's sugar in tomato sauce. You see, Mike, that's where we're together.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Last night, Robert brought home pizza from Fireworks. Oh, man. It was great.
What kind?
I think it's called Quattro Carne. It's got four meats on it.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was really good.
Oh, wow.
I had pizza last night, too, Mike.
Did you really?
Yes, with a spicy tomato sauce and double pepperoni.
Like that's that. A spicy meatball. From what vendor?
What'd you have, Mike?
I had riced cauliflower. All right, there is a 35-year-old guy named James Mallett. He is from Kingswood, England, and back in November, he was drunk and taking an Uber to a club, and then he passed gas.
Oh,
the
Mallett.
Uber driver told him to get out, and when he did, James, the farter, started punching the driver.
No.
The driver fought back and in the melee broke his finger. James was in court this week and wound up pleading guilty to assault. He got a 6-month suspended sentence, community service, and a small fine. Although the driver broke his finger, James was upset that nobody would pull his. Anyway, there you go. Little farting joke right there. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Miller Show, everybody.
Candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, if they're sour, Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds, Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. You know, up till now, we've been goofing off with our fruitcake commercials.
Yeah.
With all the silliness and things and all the jokes about, you know, food and all that, about the jocularity and stuff. Well, that ends now. This is serious. Wipe the smile off your face. Wipe it off your face!
Oscar.
Get your fruitcakes, okay? Tomorrow's the last day.
That's the last day. Yep.
You're doing.
Remember, the only thing you regret in life are the things you don't do. One taste, you'll be transported back to a time when all was right with the world. It is the last day tomorrow.
That's it.
For the fruitcake futures. So please order today and tomorrow as many. It's the last chance I'm going to have to tell you
last
about
chance.
The fruitcake.
They're great. They're so,
so please
good.
Get them.
So
get them and get them now. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, October 15, 2020. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
I don't like Adam Sandler as a rule. And as a matter of fact, I tried to watch Hubie Halloween on Netflix. And I made it about 12 minutes.
It's so terrible.
It is the worst thing I've ever seen. I thought his murder mystery in the Caribbean on a boat movie was bad. This movie makes that movie look like Citizen Kane.
But I loved his jewelry store guy. I love that. I love that
drama.
Yeah,
but you see, I wouldn't call that an Adam Sandler movie.
No,
the
his
Adam
movies
Sandler
are dumb.
The Adam Sandler movie is dumb. But I do like Happy Gilmore. And I particularly like the scene where he and Bob Barker fight.
Hysterical.
I didn't know this. That he was not, Bob Barker was not his first choice. Adam Sandler approached Ed McMahon for that part.
Oh, wow.
Ed McMahon never, anyway, he tells the story here. Okay.
All right, who takes credit for
deciding to go with Bob Barker in that role?
Well, Herlihy initially wrote Ed McMahon.
Why did Ed McMahon turn it down?
He probably never even saw it. His manager probably went like, now why would I have my guy be around this dumb Adam Sandler guy and fight him and roll around on the grass? But then Bob Barker read it, and his first response was, I'll do it, but I have to win the fight. Because he fought. His next-door neighbor was Chuck Norris. And so he said, I train with Chuck. We train every night, and he helps me with my punches and my kicks, and I would love to do this, but I have to win.
He has to win the fight. And that's they forged a friendship. One of Bob Barker's, on his last season, Adam Sandler actually walked out on The Price is Right.
I remember that. And one of our favorite interviews, I loved interviewing Bob Barker. I thought he was such a gentleman and such a blast to talk to. And he got the joke. That's the whole thing with these guys. He got the joke. It's like nobody remembers Happy Gilmore. They remember Bob Barker fighting Adam Sandler. You know?
I have to win.
If I win the fight, I'll do it, Adam. I'll be right over Adam.
Yes. Mike, did you catch the Dodgers game last night?
I didn't have the pleasure.
My God.
It's a kind of game. You know, a lot of times if you go into a baseball game, like if you're going to the stadium and you get there a little late, it's okay. Woe be unto you if you were late getting to the game last night. In the top of the first inning, the Dodgers scored 11 runs.
Wow. This is playoff baseball, mind you.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, that doesn't guarantee a win. I watch Moneyball.
That's true. This is true. Right. But exactly. It was capped off. They were up 7-0 when Max Muncy went to the plate.
Here's a fly ball into right center field. Back at the wall. It is gone. Grand slam.
Ooh.
Historic 11 runs on the board for the Dodgers as they are just dropping bombs here in the first
inning. A lot of fans there?
No.
Atlanta Braves.
Piped in.
They did a really good job with the piping in, didn't they?
Yeah. I wish that there had been more of that and less of Joe Buck.
Yeah. I am Joe Buck. I can't quite seem to figure out what to do with my hair.
But I thought that's a record breaking performance. It's never been done before.
I thought there was some sort of earthquake or something going on because my phone kept on buzzing from the ESPN app.
Oh, the alert!
And I was like, "What is going on?" And then I turned on 11 runs in the first inning. Nuts.
Good for a lot of Red Sox on that team. So good for the people out in LA. So way to go. Good job.
If you alphabetize your music by artist, Beach Boys and Beastie Boys will be very close together. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I don't know why I never thought of this. The words to fight for your right to party actually match up really well to the music of I Get Around.
Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party.
You gotta fight for your right to party. You gotta fight for your right.
When they get to the verse, it's great. Stick with it a second.
I like it.
Man, you don't want to go. And you ask your mom, please, but she still says no.
That is fantastic.
Isn't it great?
You miss two classes and no homework, but your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk. You gotta fight for your right to party.
That is fabulous. Who comes? I mean, that is just somebody.
The fact that it lyrically matches up, it's really smart. And I like smart musical thing. You can find that on YouTube.
Kick
so
it.
Have you ever done?
Yeah.
Have you ever done the thing where you put a treat on a dog's nose and you say no,
biscuit.
Yeah, and you know, and they keep it on their snoot and then they go and they snatch it. That's a good trick. I don't know why this woman on Reddit did this. She was showing off her engagement ring on the internet, and she put her engagement ring on the dog's snoot. Oh, obviously, God. The dog was trained for treats. You see.
Okay, Thor. Go away. Come here. Stay.
Thor.
Sound of the dog eating the ring.
You can hear the dog. Do that. Let me hear that again because you can actually hear the ring.
You can hear, because that's where the video cuts, but you hear the crunch.
Okay, Thor. Go away. Come here. Sit. Stay.
Thor.
Ring gone. Well, gone. They'll get it. They'll get it back. Oh. They just got to follow the dog around a little bit.
Yeah, they might want to have some warm water ready, too.
By the way, please.
Some Purell.
Can we stop giving Winslow the treats we're giving him? I need some dry food. Dry food to just get some of the moisture out of his. Oh, my God. Swear to God, it's like cleaning up a Frosty in other people's yards.
Look,
no
the Ameris
fun.
Had another pudding fight.
No fun at all. I don't know which is grosser, that or my stone cup.
Stone cup.
Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah. Stink Stone Creamery.
Gross. I don't trust talking birds. I still don't trust talking birds. They live too long. I don't think birds should have the gift of speech. And I really don't like it when a woman has an argument with her parrot.
I'm just going for a walk. I'm going to be back. It's only going to be 45 minutes and I'll be back. 30 okay, 30 minutes? No, I can't even go for 30 minutes? You want me to... Oh my God, why? I'm just going to go for 30 minutes. Yeah. I'll be back, okay? Yeah, you're cuter. I love you too. Okay, bye.
Shoot me now. I hate that.
What kind of bird is it? Did you see the video?
Yeah, it was a little guy. It was a Norwegian blue.
That's
beautiful,
really not...
beautiful plumage.
Monty Python. It's a Norwegian blue.
And I close with, you know, we talked about the people disinfecting their ballots in Sacramento. And we were way ahead of it. Jimmy Kimmel talked about it last night.
Voting is underway in several states, including California, where not only are people casting their ballots, they're also cleaning them.
Sacramento County officials are asking people to stop disinfecting their mail-in ballots. And in one case, the registrar says that someone even microwaved their ballot.
Well, that makes sense. What setting do you use to microwave a ballot? Potato? If you're pre-relling and microwaving your mail-in ballot, I'm okay with you sitting this one out vote-wise. I really am.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Hey, listen, we're going to be taking a well-deserved little breaky-breaky while we get some stuff moved around in Washington, D.C. for the Mike O'Mara Show and Podcast Village. We will be back a week from Monday with a brand-new show. Don't forget, we got a brand-new bonus show that's coming up tomorrow as well. Enjoy that, ladies and gentlemen. And last day tomorrow to buy your fruitcake, so please
buy it.
Get her done. And for anyone, anywhere that I may have offended. Deal. Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
It's done, Joe. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
Well, bye.